Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge City Food Bank has begun collecting donations at local Tesco supermarkets for its Christmas appeal. Daniel Baker joined the volunteers in Foulbourne, where he met with the food bank's Kate McIntosh.
So today is the first day of the Tesco National Collections, which means that our food bank in Cambridge, along with food banks across the country, are collecting donations in the lead up to Christmas in all of the big Tesco stores in our area. So we're going to be in four Tesco stores for 3 days in Cambridge, today, Friday and Saturday, taking donations from the public to help us meet the increasingly, you know, huge need for emergency food over Christmas.
And how's it going to work? So obviously we've got volunteers one side, shoppers on the other. So what will kind of happen on the day?
So our volunteers will be giving out shopping lists to people as they arrive in store, which include some of our most in-need items, you know, the things that we're really short of in our warehouse at the moment. They'll all be shelf-stable items that have a long sell-by date. And the ask of the public coming into shop is that they consider, if they can, buying one or two items or more, if you'd like to donate to the food bank in-store today, and then that will go away to our warehouse to be packed into emergency food parcels for people in Cambridge.
Just how important is it to do something like this, especially when you've got sort of a public as well, you know, a lot of people there that would, you know, want to help a busy superstore?
Yeah, it's for us, it is absolutely vital to be here collecting from the public. We know that the, you know, people in Cambridge are hugely generous, and we really appreciate that year round. We're expecting this to be our busiest winter ever in terms of the amount of people we are going to be feeding at our food bank from now until sort of the end of February. We're seeing more and more people month and month who need our emergency support, and that is only going to get worse as we head into the winter. So being able to really bolster our stocks with these collections, you know, it is fundamental. It's not just a nice extra on top, you know, it's we don't get through the winter without it. So I'd really urge members of the public, if they're popping into a Tesco shop in the next few days, to just consider picking something up for us, as it will really, you know, be valued by those who get it.
This scheme has a track record of success, because I think you had 8 tons collected last year, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Hopefully we will beat that this year, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. Obviously, we know that our very generous members of the public who donate to us are also really feeling the pressure at the moment, as everything's so expensive. So really, it is just whatever people can give, even if that's just one item. If that's affordable for you, then it is so, so appreciated. So yeah, hopefully we collect a lot.
Okay, and you'll be at Foulbourne store where we are today, Bar Hill, and Newmarket Roads, Milton, I think, are the four.
Yes, those are the four stores, yep. So the chances are, if you're in a big Tesco around Cambridge, you will bump into one of our lovely volunteers who will give you a shopping list. So please, please take that willingly and consider if there's anything you can donate.
So I also want to ask about the hampers as well. This is another project that we've been following closely on Cambridge 105 Radio as well. How's that going?
Yeah, our hampers project is going really well. We've got about a week left for people to sign up to donate. And for people who don't know, our hampers project sort of is a bit separate to the usual work of the food bank, and it's a way for us to support people who are in long-term hardship. We ask members of the public to sign up to create and then donate to us a Christmas hamper, which they drop off on 10th or 12th of December to us. And then those hampers go to people who are working with support agencies in the city, like homeless shelters or women's shelters. And yeah, it's going well. We've got over 500 people signed up to donate a hamper, which is fantastic. But we really need to have a big final push and a call out from members of the public to sign up to donate if you'd like to in the next week, because we still need about 300 or so more for all the people who told us they need one this year. So yeah, if you're in a position to be able to put together a Christmas hamper, it's quite a nice activity maybe to do with the family, please consider donating a hamper.
And I believe you were over halfway in terms of pledges as well not so long ago.
Yes, we are over halfway, which is fantastic news. I really can't understate how generous people in Cambridge are. You know, we're trying to beat our record on last year's record as well, which is not an easy record to beat, but we really do want as many people as possible, if they can, to use this as an opportunity to give back to another family in Cambridge and really make a difference to their Christmas.
One final thing as well as I want to talk about is volunteers. Now, obviously, volunteers are the lifeblood of organisations like the Food Bank and other not-for-profit organisations in the city and South Cambridgeshire, and, of course, further afield as well. Food Bank volunteers have obviously been here today, but I gather there are people outside of that that have come along to help as well.
Yes. What will we do without our volunteers? Our volunteers are incredible, and we're always looking for more volunteers as well. As the need for our food bank support has risen this year and will continue to rise over the winter, not only have we been asking the public to donate more than ever before to meet that need, but we've also needed more volunteers. Our volunteers do things like coming along to our national collection days, like today. We also have volunteers who work in our warehouse, packing and sorting donations and packing our food crates that go out. We have volunteer van drivers. We have volunteers who give out food at our welcome centres across the city and meet people as they come in to collect their food parcels and support them. We also have volunteers who work in our office and do vital work, helping, you know, keep things running smoothly. So we have a formidable team of volunteers, and we always need new people, especially as we're getting busier and busier.
Yeah, and what would be your message to shoppers that are going to be coming to this store and the others today, Friday and Saturday?
So many people in Cambridge are going without food. It's really, in some ways, a hidden problem. It could be, if it's not yourself, you know, your neighbour, children in your child's class or school, people you work with, family members. It is such a widespread problem, even in a city like Cambridge, which is generally pretty wealthy. So please bear that in mind when you come to shop at a Tesco in the next few days. And if there's anything you can give at all, please consider doing so.
Daniel Baker with Kate McIntosh of the Cambridge City Food Bank. They were at Fulbourne on Thursday when that was recorded as part of the numbers you heard there in the piece. A number of Tesco stores in the area were doing an extra special collection. I happened to go into the Newmarket Road Tesco on that day. I was presented with a little list of things that would be quite useful to put in the trolley at the end of the shop. So I did just that. And I don't think they're going to be there every day, although the collection points will be. And you can go to the Cambridge City Food Bank website and take a look at the kind of things that they need. For the sake of argument, I put in some coffee and I think some cooking oil as well, which was both a couple of items which were on the list. It's normally things that that won't go off, although I did notice, and because I want people to have a good time as well, there was a Yule log which was on the list and on that particular day as well. So take a look at Cambridge City Food Bank, their website, and if you are going shopping, pop an extra item in your basket, and then at the end you can slip that into their collection point.
Cambridge 105 Radio.